It was borderline ridiculous at this point, but I'd let him get away with it for nearly 3 years now, so mentioning it to him after all this time seemed humiliating and awkward. Every time I got paid, I breathed a sigh of relief that at least human resources knew my name. I flashed him a closed-lip smile and waited till he turned away before I brushed my bangs out of my eyes. Slumping just barely in my seat, I clicked on my pen and pretended to start taking notes in the margin of my planner. To the Mother Tucker, it looked like I was an excellent listener. To my Aaron Condren organizer, it looked like 4th of July at nighttime. A horizon full of exploding fireworks that were all shapes and sizes, metaphors for the current status of my spiraling career. And I didn't mean because of the celebratory sky. I was referring to the gunpowder and fiery explosions part. Mr. Tucker began going over standing accounts. Different designers gave updates and reports for 45 minutes. I focused on the details of my drawing so I didn't embarrass myself further by falling asleep. Finally, after so much ass-kissing from my coworkers that my own lips felt chapped, Mr. Tucker pulled out his ivory cardstock stationery. For as many modern advances as 626 marketing had made in the last several years, Mr. Tucker was as old school as they came. His idea of marketing revolved around magazine advertisements and call-based surveys. I wasn't even sure he had an email account set up in his name. He'd started STS sometime shortly after Alexander the Great tried to invade India, and then named the company after his anniversary date so he would never forget. Romantic, right? I'm sure the first Mrs. Tucker felt honored. I wasn't so sure how Mrs. Tucker's 2, 3, and 4 felt about it.
"We have some new bids today."
He grinned at us as though we were holding the winning lotto numbers, and one of us was going to be lucky enough to win them.
"And they're good ones."
He turned to his son and heir of the company, Henry Tucker, or as I liked to call him ever since he propositioned me at the Christmas party 3/4 of a bottle of Jack Daniel's Deep, the little Tucker, and winked. Henry beamed under his father's approval, basking in the recognition he didn't deserve. Henry spent more time chasing girls around the office than he did growing his dad's business, and he knew as much about modern marketing as my shoe. Luckily for both Tucker men, part of our paycheck was commission-based. Monetary incentive drove this company to succeed. Well, money and coffee, and a fair amount of Thai takeout from the restaurant across the street. Also, maybe this was just me, but Swedish fish had been a big part of the small success I'd had. How else was I supposed to stay awake during projects? I was designing dental logos, remember? There were only so many fonts that could simulate a smile with words. Mr. Tucker started going through his list, assigning each item to different designers based on seemingly zero information about either the client or his employee. From hours of observing him during these meetings, my best guess was that he picked whomever he noticed first. But other factors I was considering were names he could remember quickly, favorite colors by shirts, favorite colors by ties, and Morse code by way of rapidly blinking eyelids. There was no rhyme or reason to his madness. The same designers that were picked to be art directors were chosen to be brand identity developers the next week. He grouped talent together as meticulously as a pig playing the violin, and somehow we still managed to be the lead marketing firm in the city. The only good thing that came from the Mother Tucker's management style is that we all had been forced to diversify. I had joined the company excited to specialize in social media marketing, but thanks to my random assignments, I was also awesome with logos, branding, and websites.
"That leads us to our biggest client of the year yet."
Mr. Tucker paused dramatically, priming the room for what we'd all been waiting for. It was only the middle of February, so it wasn't like he had many clients to compare, but rumors had been floating around the office, making this an already coveted account.
"We're going to need at least 3 leads on this one,"
Henry Tucker said, dangling the carrot.